Welcome to the CEO Selah podcast, the place where you can fuel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. If you're like me, waiting on God to show up, to show you the way, to speak words of comfort or encouragement is not easy, but it is a worthy occupation. We were always meant for seasons of waiting and hiddenness, to dig deep, to go deep, to die to self, that in God's timing and according to His purpose, we might rise more strong and steady than we were before. My prayer is this episode will help you reframe how you view your waiting seasons, however long or short they may be. Before we start, if you enjoy this podcast, will you take a moment to leave a rating and review and share it with others? Let's begin by taking some slow, deep breaths. Allowing your body and your mind to come into stillness before the Lord. With each inhale, allow your lungs to fill to full capacity. With each exhale, feel your body becoming more and more relaxed. As you continue to inhale and exhale, notice where any tension is present in your body. Use the exhales to intentionally release that tension and continue to settle in to a more relaxed position. If you notice any distracting thoughts, simply acknowledge them and let them go by placing them in God's hands, trusting that if He wants you to pick them up again, He will bring them to mind for you later. They say bamboo sits below the soil for 5 years. Once it pushes through, it can grow 3 to 4 feet a day. The period of hiddenness allows it to gather everything it needs for exponential growth. What if you saw your waiting seasons that way too? To see your not yet seasons as God's desire to nurture you, not neglect you. As a holy period of preparation. As an opportunity to drink up what He wants to pour into you instead of striving to provide for yourself. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 in the ESV says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." We see this promise of strength and endurance connected to waiting embedded right in Scripture. So let's play with the imagery of the bamboo and see what God might want to speak to you about your waiting seasons. Using your God-given imagination, picture yourself like a bamboo seed being planted in the soil by God. Ask God to show you His thoughts towards you as He tenderly tucks you into the soil. If it feels important, you also might ask Him about the soil He's planting you in and what it represents in your life right now. Thank you. Because he is a good farmer, we can trust God isn't just going to walk away and forget about you. Instead, in this season of hiddenness, he will nurture you by providing the nutrients you need for growth. Ask God to show you how he is nurturing you in this waiting season. What might he be giving you that you will need in the future? How is he strengthening you for growth? Since those are questions that may take a little bit more time than this podcast, you may want to write them down and continually bring them before the Lord over the coming days or even weeks. Okay, so again, using your imagination, see yourself as that bamboo seed, soaking up all the nutrients with gratitude. Soaking up God's love and care for you, because he isn't forcing you to be more productive than you're ready for or ahead of his timing. Because God's word is always our firmest foundation, let's declare Isaiah 40:31 out loud together. I'll read it through a couple times. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Again. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. To close, let's turn this verse into a prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude, which may sound something like, Lord, thank you that you will renew my strength as I wait on you. Your word tells me I shall mount up with wings like eagles. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. Because of that truth, help me to be patient as I wait on you in this season of hiddenness. Okay, your turn. Lift that verse up in prayer to the Lord. As we close out, know that I am praying for you in your season of hiddenness, That instead of doubting God's presence or care for you, you would see Him nurturing you and faithfully preparing you for what's next.